1. What's the news? You are sitting quietly in a cafe with a couple of friends when suddenly the door bursts open and in rushes a stranger with a wild, excited look on his face. Good news, he shouts. You'll never guess. The greatest news you can imagine. What on earth can he be talking about? What could his good news be? And why does he think it justifies barging into a cafe and telling strangers about it? Scenario 1. Perhaps the doctors just told him they had managed to cure his daughter of the disease that was killing her. That would be great news indeed, at least for his immediate family and friends, but it does not explain why he would announce it to strangers. Scenario 2. Perhaps he heard that the local football team had won a great victory against their old rivals down the road. In some parts of my own country, people would indeed celebrate such a thing as good news, though most fans probably would have been at the pub watching the game with him. Why leave the celebration to tell the non-fans at the cafe? Scenario 3. Perhaps, in a region with high unemployment and poverty, he just learned that people had discovered huge new reserves of coal, oil, or gas. Suddenly there would be thousands of new jobs and a new start for everyone. I know places where that would cause otherwise quiet people to burst into a room and shout the news to everybody. That might justify such a dramatic announcement. I start with these scenarios because I think we have lost touch with a basic element of the Christian faith. The Christian faith, in its earliest forms, is presented as good news. That is the original meaning of the Old English word gospel. I am arguing that the idea of seeing the Christian faith as news that is good is itself, ironically, news to many people today. Even those who know in theory that this is what gospel means often fail to appreciate the significance of the fact. We need, I suggest, to ask afresh, what is the good news that Jesus himself announced and told his followers to announce as well? Most people, including many Christians, never ask themselves this question. We assume we understand the gospel because it seems so familiar and so entrenched, so we skip over the significance of why Christianity comes to us in the form of an announcement of the best possible news. The word gospel now carries different meanings. We talk of gospel truth when we want to stress how reliable something is. In some churches, preaching the gospel means explaining how to become a Christian, a formula we use to make sure we arrive in heaven safe and sound. For others, gospel is simply a type of music, though granted gospel music does often give the impression that something exciting is happening. But when Jesus and the early Christians spoke of good news, which they did a great deal, they meant much more than this. They really did see it as news, and they believed this news was so good that it was worth announcing as widely as possible. Many churches and many Christian preachers and teachers manage to ignore this. Usually people outside the Christian faith don't realize that this is what Christianity is supposed to be about. Let's go back to the stranger in the cafe. Each of the options I suggested has a particular shape that helps us understand more deeply what is meant by good news. First, the news in each case isn't just something that has happened out of the blue. Each one of the announcements I mentioned assumes a larger context, as if it were a new and unexpected development within a much longer story. In the first case, the announcement comes amid the story of a sick and dying child. In the second, the longer-running story is that of the well-known sporting rivalry between the teams. In the third case, the announcement comes in the context of the slow, sickening decline of a whole region into social deprivation. The news in question makes sense within that longer story. Only by knowing this backstory can we understand why the new announcement is good news. Second, this news is about something that has happened, because of which everything will now be different. This news has significance. It makes an impact. It has consequences that alter lives. When you put good news within the longer story, it isn't just a matter of, well, that was nice, but now we go back to how things were before. In the case of the football victory, it might feel like that after a few weeks, but at the time it always registers as a new beginning. The child is going to get better. The whole region is going to recover. Life has been transformed.